If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to Genesis chapter 22, please. Genesis chapter number 22. We'll have a time of prayer around the altar here in a little bit. And get us a piece of literature. I gave out literature last week, but the piece that I took last Sunday night is still in my suit pocket. I took literature from the other church and gave it out. We've given out literature from our church. But the piece is still that in my suit pocket. So I got to double up this week. Say amen. And appreciate that. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God tonight. Genesis chapter number 22. If you're familiar with your Bible, I know you're familiar with this story. But I want to look at it maybe from an angle I know I've never looked at it from before. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, saying unto Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, that only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. What I want to speak to us about tonight for a few minutes is walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah. Walking with the Lord as we go up Mount Moriah. You can be seated. Pray with us, please. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you for Abraham. Thank you for Isaac. Thank you for being their God. Thank you for being our God, just like you were their God, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that something be said to encourage your people. Lord, I appreciate, Lord, the privilege to be here at Bible Way today. A good crowd this morning. And I pray, Lord, that you just work in our midst. Help us, Lord, when we don't see much happening, to trust you. And to know, Lord, that your word will not return void. Lord, I just pray, our Father, that you would send revival in the land. Lord, we need a spiritual awakening. I pray, Lord, that you'd forgive us, our Father, for coldness, and Lord, help us, Lord, that we might live by the fire till you come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah, God has just showed me several things that I'd like to share with you tonight in this chapter. We'll go on in the chapter for just a little while. I want to say before I get started, Brother Brian, thank you for filling in for me there on Wednesday night, brother. Amen. I didn't get all the message. I was listening to it on my phone. Have y'all ever hit the wrong button on your phone? I was listening to it on my phone. I hit the wrong button, and then I couldn't find it. Amen. But I'll go back. You know, maybe God wanted me to get the rest of the message. Amen. Another day. We were already through the introduction, the first point. I hit the wrong button, and there it went. Amen. And I promise I didn't turn you off on purpose, brother. Amen. I promise you this, I've been preaching since 1987, and there's been those that turned me off on purpose. I promise you, amen, amen. I won't go into the whole story, but let me ask you to pray about a man in Alaska. There was a man in Alaska that I sent the video to. His home is in South Georgia, and I sent the video link to him this morning, and I looked to hear back from him. He thanked me for the video. And it's a long, long story. I'll tell it sometime. But anyway, let's pray God will just get a hold of that man's heart as well. Let me give you several things tonight. I believe there's about eight things here, and it won't take long at all. Amen. That I want you to see about walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah. Number one, it's personal. The Word of God said here, and after it came to pass, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. It's personal. I can't say, Behold, here is Chris, or Behold, here is Brian, or Behold, here is Michael. But I can say, Lord, Behold, here am I. It's personal. This mountain I'm going to talk about tonight, it's personal. Amen. And I like what Isaiah said when the Lord said, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? There's a picture of the Trinity in the book of Isaiah. And he said, Here am I, Lord, send me. Amen. It was personal. If you look at verse number 11, you see it again. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. It's personal. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, it might get personal with me if I heard the voice of the Lord coming out of heaven. Do you know we have something more powerful than that? We've got a Bible. Amen. Did you know that God wants to speak to His children through this Bible? I'm not sure exactly where the text is, but it magnifies that truth in the epistles. Amen. That God has given us His Word. So it's personal tonight if we're going to walk with the Lord. I can't walk with the Lord for you. You can't walk with the Lord for me. We must walk for the Lord, with the Lord for ourselves. And the second thing that God showed me is when we're going to walk on this mountain, we're going to encounter testing. The Bible said here that God did tempt Abraham. That's not tempting him to sin, but his faith is being tried. You're not going to walk with God very far at all until your faith is going to be tried. I'm repeating something that I heard years and years ago. A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Amen. Thank God tonight if you have genuine Holy Ghost Bible faith, amen, that faith can be tested. And just like in the life of Abraham, it will stand the test. Amen. Abraham's being tested. God did tempt Abraham. And we know that God it cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man in that sense. But God does test us. The Bible said, the trial of your faith be much more precious than gold. I don't know about you, but when I'm going through a trial, the first word that comes to my mind is not precious. Say amen. But God said, beloved, that it's much more precious than gold. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. He testing Abraham here. He's given me some tests in my life. And verse number one again, there's something else here. Not only is it personal, not only do we encounter testing on this mountain walking with the Lord, but it requires a response. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, when God speaks to you, you can't just sit there and say amen. And I'll tell you this, when he said, here am I, behold, here am I, he responded in a positive manner to what God was wanting him to do. I don't know about you, but I believe there'll come a day when we'll all be glad when God spoke to our heart about something that we responded to that invitation that God gave us, amen, from His Word. And then in verse number 2, walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah, not only is it personal, will we encounter testing, it requires a response, but it requires faith. Let me show you what I mean here. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains. Watch this, which I will, that's future, tell thee of. In other words, he didn't know all the instructions when he left. He's going to have to take one step with God, and then God will show him the next step. Amen? And that's faith. And that's the way we're supposed to walk. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Abraham didn't say, show me the mountain. No, God said, go to Moriah, and when you get there, I'll show you the mountain. Amen? And I believe with all of my heart, it requires faith. The mountain that I will tell thee of. As I said this morning, many people want to know what God wants, and then they'll see whether they agree to it or not. Oh, beloved, we ought to just agree to go with God. Wherever He leads, He provides. Amen. Wherever He leads us, He'll bless us. And it requires faith in order to serve the God and to please Him. Without it, it's impossible to please God. And then it requires a prompt obedience. Look in verse number 3. There's a lot of people procrastinating. Someday, one day. Listen to me. We may not have many days left, folks. What we do, I believe we need to get at it. Say amen. The Bible said here, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. That would help us, wouldn't it? Get up early in the morning. The Word of God said he saddled his ass. He took two of his young men with him. And Isaac, his son, he clave the wood for a burnt offering and rose up. And he went unto the place which God had told him. Beloved, we can't fool around when God speaks to our heart. I've had to learn this sometimes the hard way. Amen. When, listen, God has had to say to me, I mean now, amen. Don't be sitting around waiting, amen. If we're going to go up this mountain, it requires a prompt response. We can't be procrastinating. God, someday, Lord, one day, Lord, later today. It's early in the morning, and he's doing what God told him to do. And that's what we need to do as God's people, walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah. The next thing I see here, look at verse 3 again, excuse me, tonight. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass. He took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. He clave the wood for the burnt offering. And he rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Beloved, this mountain, walking with the Lord on this mountain, requires preparation. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, when we get our Bible out to read it each day, we ought to prepare our hearts. Say amen. I'm telling you, if we're wanting God to lead us each day, then we ought to prepare our heart to seek the Lord. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things will be added unto you. And Abraham, he's got to get his ass saddled up. He's got to get his men together. He's got to get Isaac up. He's got to get the wood together for the burnt offering. And he rose up and the word went, W-E-N-T. Beloved, he gets at it. Amen. It requires preparation. And then I'll give you this tonight. This is good. Verse number 4. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. All of this, it's personal. He's tested. He's being tested. It requires a response. It requires faith. It requires prompt obedience. It requires preparation. But it's going to be rewarded. Watch this now. Listen, it's going to be rewarded by what he's going to get to see. Amen. Think about that for just a minute, beloved. Listen, there is a day coming when our faith is going to be turned into sight. Say amen. We've worshiped him by faith. Amen. And we've seen him by faith. But one day, thank God, we're going to get to see him. That songwriter said, I have never seen the face of my Savior. But one day, praise God, one day I will. Amen. I'll see him. Watch what he sees here. It's rewarded by sight. In verse number 4, the Bible said, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. Watch this. He saw the place. Amen. Glory to God. Do you have a place where you meet with God? Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, Abraham saw the place. Years ago, this is kind of silly in a way, but years ago we were looking for a place to live. We were living in the prophet's chamber there at Liberty Baptist Church, and I wanted to find a house. And we went out all morning long looking all over the Church Hill area. We didn't find anything. We went and got the kids some pizza for lunch. Kids will eat pizza when they won't eat nothing else. Amen. And we bowed our heads, Brother Chris, and asked God to show us. I said, God, I've looked all morning, and I don't know where we're supposed to live. I said, Lord, would you show us? And so help me. Within 5 minutes after we left that church, we were sitting in front of a for sale sign. And I looked at my wife, and I said two things. Number one, I said, that's it. Number two, I said, but we can't afford it. Amen. In other words, God said, that's the place. Amen. And I said, I know if that lot over there is a 2-acre lot. I said, I know if that hay field or that cow pasture there, a little bit of a pasture. I said, I know if that goes with it. We can't afford it. Called the man, offered him $10,000 less than what he was asking. It took him 20 seconds to say, we'll take it. Amen. And the place had been empty for 13 months, and the church had been without a pastor for 13 months. God had it sitting there waiting on us. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, God will let you see some things. If you'll just walk up this mountain Moriah, he'll let you see the place. But then he let him see the purpose. What's the purpose of it all? In verse number 5, he said, Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder. Right here's the purpose, and worship. Glory to God. I'm telling you, my God still desires worship. Amen. He wants us to worship Him. You say, Pastor, why in the world would you want to have a personal encounter? Why would you go through the test? Why would you want to respond to Him? Why would you want to believe Him? Why would you all obey Him? Why would you do all this preparation? Because it's all part of getting to see worship in our lives. Amen. We get to worship Him. He's worthy tonight. You know what He's saying. God, Abraham is saying, God, I love my son, and you know I love my son, but you're worthy of my son. You're worthy of my life. You're worthy of my obedience. So he didn't only see the place, but he saw the purpose for this mountain. Amen. It was worship. But then in verse number 8, he sees something else. He sees the provision. Has God provided for anybody in this building tonight? That song, let's see, who was singing it? Somebody was singing it today. He makes a way where there is no way. Who was singing it just now? Well, you were singing that song just now? Amen. Well, anyway, y'all understand when you get as old as I am. Amen. I knew I heard it somewhere today. Amen. Thank God. Listen, you know what God's doing? Look in verse number 8. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. My God, on this mountain, beloved, you might say, well, I don't know how I'm going to do it. God will make provision. Say amen. And beloved, listen, don't ever read that verse the way some people quote it. The Bible didn't say God will provide for himself a lamb. Honey, this is prophetic. God himself, amen, is going to give his life, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ for your sin and my sin. God will provide himself a lamb. Look at verse number 13. The Bible said here, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. God said, listen, he's going to provide. And beloved, he provided for Abraham. I don't know what Isaac was thinking, but I don't know what their jargon was back then. But I can imagine, amen, he's bound, he's laid up on the wood, the knife's coming down. I'm thinking he's saying something like this, shoo. Amen. I don't know that for sure. Amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, listen, there was a dad and there was a son that was glad there was a God that was providing. Amen. Over there in the thicket, you're looking at a preacher that cannot, my friend, sing any sad stories because God has provided over and over and over and over again for me and my family. Amen. This mountain is a mountain, beloved, that's rewarded by sight. Look at verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place. Here's another place. Jehovah Jireh. You know what that means? It means the Lord will provide. How many's ever doubted that? Would you raise your hand with me? Would you raise with me? Not, amen, with me. Amen. Brother Brian, it's a test. When the insurance company is saying nay, and you need them to say yay, it's a test. It's not just a test, beloved, listen, of something going on physically. It's a test of our faith, amen. Will we wait on God? Will we believe God? Will we trust God? Amen. Oh, beloved friend, the Bible said here, gonna call it Jehovah Jireh. It is said this day that in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah. It's personal. It will encounter testing on this mountain. It requires a response. It requires obedience and faith. It requires preparation, but it'll be rewarded by sight. And then it's also rewarded in another way. It's rewarded by promise. Look at verse number 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven. I love this. The second time. How many's glad God didn't just speak to you once? How many's glad He's still speaking? Say amen. The Bible said the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. Watch this. Watch this promise. And beloved, listen, we're sitting here tonight as part of this promise, if you understand the scripture. Amen. In thee all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Watch what he said here. That in blessing I'll bless thee. In multiplying I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou, one man. I'd like to say to the young people tonight, you say, I'm just a teenager. One teenager can make a difference. One mama, one mamma, one daddy, one papa can make a difference for the glory of God Almighty. One man. Oh, you say, Pastor, that's back there in that Bible. That's back there. That's Abraham. I'm going to tell you something right now. God's no respecter of persons. He used Abraham. He provided for Abraham. And he'll use you and he'll use me. We'll just look to him and walk with him on this mountain. Watch verse 19. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. I looked up the meaning of that word Beersheba. I knew it years ago, but I forget things. And it means well of the oath. In other words, if God promised it, all of the promises of God in him are yea. Another verse of scripture said, what God hath promised, he is able to perform. Another verse of scripture said, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Amen. I don't know about you, when he returned to the young men, he said, I and the lad are going to go yonder and worship and come again to you. One day, beloved, all of this faith is going to be turned into sight. We're going to get to see the city. We're going to get to see the Savior. We're going to get to see the saints. I don't know about you, but I think it's going to be awesome to shake hands with somebody like Abraham, to shake hands with somebody like Isaac, to shake hands with somebody like Sarah, like Rebecca. Amen. And maybe there ain't no handshaking going on over there, but I do know this. There ain't no COVID over there. Say amen. And I also know this, beloved. Fellowship down here is sweet. And it can't do nothing but get sweeter over there. Say amen. I believe the fellowship with God's people will be wonderful there. Amen. Walking with the Lord. This morning we walked with the Lord up Mount Calvary. Tonight, walking with the Lord up Mount Moriah. It's a mountain of testing. We're going to go through some tests. Amen. Let me say this to you. Brother Junior is going to be going through some tests to find out if maybe there's a blockage that's causing the chest pain and the shortness of breath. And you know, how would anything ever be corrected in our lives if we weren't allowed to go through some tests? How would our faith, Brother Mike, ever grow stronger if we weren't allowed to go through some times of trial, some times of testing? You know, I feel led to say this. There's much to pray about tonight, and we're going to come around and pray. I'm hoping you'll pray over a piece of literature while we're praying. Take it with you this week. Give it to someone as God leads. Amen. But I'll tell you tonight, I'll promise you that my dear brother Coulter, being in Alaska where he is tonight, I guarantee you there's times of testing. I'll guarantee you there's times that he's so lonely, he can't hardly stand it. Pick you up, Brother Chris, and move you away from your family. Amen. I do know this, Brother Mike. You can tell Coulter I'd rather be in Alaska than California. Say amen. But I'm just telling you, beloved, listen. The young man is a jewel for God. And all God's doing is polishing. He's polishing his jewel. But we shouldn't forget, beloved, listen. I've got some stuff in my shop, and it's called Flitz. It's a metal polish. And you wouldn't believe, beloved, it's got the consistency of toothpaste. How in the world would that make metal shine? I don't know, but I know it does. Amen. How many's ever used a product called Brasso? You ever use that? Put a little bit on a rag? Amen. What's that stuff you clean silver with, Miss Eve? You don't know? Well, tell me then. Don't just sit there. She don't know what it's called. Amen. There's something you clean. Who knows what it's called? Amen. Anybody? What's it called, brother? Silver. You know what I thought Gary said? I thought he said, I was trying to read his lips. I thought he said a toothbrush. Because I've seen Miss Eve use a toothbrush on that silver too. What's it called, honey? Jewelers. Jewelers rouge, isn't it?
Well, jewelers polish or tarnish.
Okay, whatever. Amen. But you know what? God's polishing us too. You remember what he said over there in one of those minor prophets? I can't remember which one. When I gather my jewels, God ain't going to gather no junk. He's gathering jewels. Amen. And part of this is the polishing process. Amen. Let's pray for Coulters. We'll come around. Come on around tonight. Let's have a time of prayer.